Hey there, NAC Warrior. Today we're going to have some fun with some ChatGPT just to see what that, a little bit more of what we can do there with that technology and just have a little more fun with that. We're going to do a little Pictionary just to make it mix it up a little bit, make this a little bit more fun. Since we're going to be doing this every day, might as well have some fun. So if you happen to join me, feel free to jump in on any of the games that I'm going to be doing. And then, of course, we'll be talking about the cleanse and we'll have some fun with that. So let's just jump into ChatGPT. Again, if you're joining this and watching this, put in a verb, an action, sorry, a verb, which is an action, a noun, person, place, or thing, and an adverb, which describes a person, place, or thing. So I'm going to put it in the realm of cleansing and see if we can do that. And actually, you know what, first we're going to play a game of Hangman. So I asked ChatGPT if they play Hangman, and this is let me actually show you the screen so that you can see what's going on. Here we go. So this is ChatGPT. If you're familiar, I've been talking about this a lot, and if you follow some of the gurus out there, they're starting to really get excited about AI, and I'm trying to figure out what the path is going to do. Of course, I have no crystal ball, but as far as content creation, health and fitness, your ability to access information, and my imagination blows up in the things that can happen. And when you can tie that in with what they're doing with blockchain, it's just crazy where we're at right now. So I asked ChatGPT if it knows how to play Hangman, and it said yes. And do we want to play a game? So let's do yes. And suggesting letters. If you guess the letters, okay, I'll add a body part to the Hangman diagram. Okay, is there anything you'd like to know about the game or the rules? Nope. So, you have six guesses to try. And how many letters? You don't even tell me how many letters? How many letters? How many letters are there in your word? There are five letters. Okay. See, this is just like crazy. I'm going to go check to see if anybody on here has a letter they like to give. So feel free to jump in, and I'm going to go look at the comment section here. And oops, now I'm getting running away here. So five letters. Let's go with T. Is a T in there? Sorry. Oh boy. Look at that. Isn't this cool? So I have five more guesses. S. That's usually a part. Uh-oh. Wait, that Hangman looks dead already. How can you add a... Okay, so it's a little glitchy, I have to say. Like, right now I would expect like a head and then just a body here, but it looks like it's got the whole thing. Okay, so let's try a vowel. E? How about E? I don't know. Yes. Oh my. What's the category? Ah. Ooh, maybe later. Maybe next game. Isn't that so cool? Like, it's talking back to me. Okay, so I have three guesses left. It has an E. That is the strangest word. And it's probably like even. Nope. Nope. Help me out here, anybody? Anybody? No? Bueller? Who? E-L-et-E-N? How about an N? I don't know. An N feels good to me. Nope. No N. Okay. Okay. I'm going to go with L then. L. Okay. I have two guesses left. Oh, it keeps, if you get it right, it lets you guess two more. Okay. Oh, that makes sense, actually. L. Evel? Enel? Emel? Esel? Edel? Eel? No. I'm struggling here. Evel? No. I want to say Evel. Ewell? No. F? Is that a word? Effel? I don't even think that's a word. My brain's a little foggy today, I have to admit. I don't know. Let me do F. I don't know why F. Oh my gosh. We're one guess away. Anybody out there? Help me out. Help me out. A letter. I need a letter. Anybody? Okay, let's see here. So it's E blank E L E. A B C D E F G Eagle? No. H I J K L M N O P Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, XL? Does XL have an E in it? Easel? Maybe it's a Z. Easel? No, that's an EA. Uh-oh. Wah, wah, wah. Word I was elegance. I'm sorry. So it's a little glitchy here because that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 letters. Huh. All right, ChatGPT. You got a little bit of work there to do. Okay. Yes, with a category of health and fitness. Let's see what it thinks now. Sure thing. Here's the word. I'm afraid to ask it how many letters, because we know that's not right. Let me start with S. S seems to be popular in health and fitness. Oh no? Okay. How about in E? So the category is health and fitness. I got 5 guesses less left. I've guessed S. Let's try E. Ooh. I'm gonna guess that it's elegance. Let's try that. Elegance. I forget how to spell it. I don't even know how to spell it. Gantz. Yeah. Elegance? Oh. Okay. How about an X? Exercise? No? Let's see. 3 guesses to go. I've got E's. I've guessed an S. What about a T? I feel like T is a good one. Yes. And I know it's lying to me. Those dashes are more than it could be. Because I'm thinking, could be anything. Without knowing how many letters there are, it could be anything. How about an N? Yes. So, etonin? Nope. Ah, gosh. Yeah, this could be anything. Geez, maybe in a C. Sorry, no C's. Anybody get a letter? Anybody? Bueller? No? Okay. Let's see here. I don't know. R. Let's go with R. Oops. Yes. Wait a second. Did it just change? Nope. Yes, it did. It changed the last letter from an N to an R. I'm never gonna guess if you're gonna keep changing it on me. Whoa. I don't even know now. This is so I guess Hangman isn't ChatGPT's expertise here. Let's do I don't know. Now I'm lost. B. Sorry. Oh. Oof. Et nerb. Congratulations, you've correctly guessed the word. The word was eternity. Which belongs to the yeah. Yeah. Internerb, for eternity. Okay, sure. I'm not buying that one, but okay. So Hangman needs a little help on ChatGPT. Let's do another one. Let's do a rap. I like to do a rap. Working on my rap. Let's do something about cleansing. So I'm gonna go. Can you please wrap? Create a rap about a body green a body cleanse, a weight loss cleanse. Boom. Sure, here's a rap about okay, here we go. We're gonna bring out my rapping here. Oh my goodness, yes. Can I relate with the first part of this? I have to say again, this is the first time I've been doing a cleanse where I've been kind of like tired. So all this is like, hitting home. But before it used to be smooth sailing. So I don't know what happened this year. I was wondering, I don't know if I said this, but I was wondering if it was because the way I led up to the weight gain was just by shoving chocolate cookies, everything down my throat. And so, eating all that stuff, may have been why. Normally, when you lose or gain weight, it's portions, and it's also due to, yeah, the food, the types of food you eat. But it's usually not heavy in chocolate and things like that. It's more like carb based. So I don't know if because I like was eating a lot of chocolate to try to catch those calories. But anyways, let's do the rap. All right. Feel free to sing with me. I'm feeling sluggish. I need a change. My clothes are fitting tight. I need to rearrange. I need to get rid of the excess weight. I'm ready to cleanse. It's time to elevate. Chorus. Weight loss cleanse, it's what I need. Gonna flush out the toxins, I'll be freed. I'll be freed light, I'll be feeling light. Oh, I'll be feeling light, I'll be feeling fine. Weight loss cleanse, it's worth my time. I don't know, maybe that's not really rapping. I'm tired of feeling sluggish and slow. I'm ready to start my weight loss journey. Let's go. I'll be eating clean, no more junk food. I'll be moving my body, feeling renewed. Chorus, weight loss cleanse, it's what I need. Gonna flush out the toxins, I'll be freed. I'll be feeling light, I'll be feeling fine. Weight loss cleanse, it's worth my time. Bridge, I'm gonna take it day by day. I won't let temptation lead me astray. I'm determined to reach my goal. Weight loss cleanse, I'm in control. weight loss cleanse. It's what I need. Gonna flush out the toxins. I'll be freed. I'll be feeling light. I'll be feeling fine. Weight loss cleanse. It's worth my time. That was fun. That was actually a good one. I have to admit, that was a good one. Okay. No comments. Let's go to Pictionary. Real quick, we'll do like two Pictionaries. So how this will work, if you're watching this on the replay, feel free to jump in and comment because I'll see the comments later. So any point in there, go ahead and shout out what you think it is. And I'm going to draw and, you know, just have fun and see if you can guess what it is that I'm going to draw. So I'm thinking of something. I'm going to put a timer on the board. Can I put a timer up here too? Let's do this. Let's try it out. Have some fun. So I'll do it in here and I'll give myself 1 minute to draw it, and you have to figure out what it is. And I'm not going to tell you what it is. I'd like to hear what the comments are, and I'll let you know if you get it right or not. So let's start the clock now. Oh, there it goes. Oh, of course you show up, huh? Okay. It's we'll give myself a few more seconds here. Okay, ready? Here we go. All right. And this is hard to do on on the computer here online. Here we go. Oh no. Okay. All right. I think I'm doing okay, actually, if I think about it. All right. I got 18 seconds. All right. I went easy the first one. It's like a warm up for me. Okay. All right. Here's, there, this whole thing here. I get a few more seconds. Oh, it puts a beep up there. That's cool. All right. I think you get the idea. So that's the first one. Okay. Reset there. All right. Let's go back to our fun. So you got that? All right. So leave a comment below if you know what that is. I'm going to reset the whiteboard. And we'll do this one more time. All right. Let me think of this one. I want to make it a little bit more complicated for myself. So, you know what I'm going to do is I'm going to go grab some Pictionary things from before. Okay. This one is going to be a verb. I'll give you that. It's a verb. Okay. And, let's go. Okay. Ready? Start. Ooh, I'm going to need more time for this one. Here we go. All right. So we got this. okay. And, okay. This. Oh my goodness. Okay. Okay. And then, I don't know. Can we do this? Right? Can you guess what it is? Oh man, what is that? Come on. Here we go. So, and I don't know if that's clear enough. I can't say, right? I'm not allowed to give any hints. Okay. So that's the best as I can do for it. Okay. Try to make it from that. Oh, okay. The timer is done. There we go. so there we go. Some little Pictionary to have a little fun there. Okay. So whiteboard is done. So let's talk about the cleanse real quick and then I'll wrap it up for today and go into tomorrow. So today was a little better. I have to say I didn't have the headaches that I had. I mean, I was more right in here. So definitely day three was a much better day. Looking forward to tomorrow where hopefully everything will be better and not so achy. I'm not feeling so hungry. Actually, I'm feeling pretty light still. And just a little, I'll say it, gassy. so that's something you may expect during this time frame. I guess that happens. I also heard that you can get dry lips, dry mouth, and bad breath. So luckily I haven't, was it the last time I did it, I definitely had dry mouth and dry lips. And actually my skin was getting dry, which was really weird too. But this time I'm not having that. I'm just having different reactions. What I can say is that you can expect some of those things. And if it gets too bad, then you can reach out to your doctor, of course, if you do some type of reset. So that's I've been going through the cycle still. So 16 ounces of water with the alkaline drop, 16 ounces of water with the green drink, and then eating some food. So today, what did I have? Oh, today was really good. I don't know if it's because I'm liking food right now, because I just changing already. I don't know. But what I did was I boiled Brussels sprouts. I boiled, what was it that I boiled? I boiled Brussels sprouts, potatoes, carrots, and I added in some avocado, and I mashed that together, threw in some salt and pepper, and oh my goodness, was it like delicious. I think I'm going to make this in the future because it was so good. I was trying to go for a mashed potato type of thing, and I came up with this, just said, why don't I mash something? I'm trying different textured things that I know, and just removing like things like butter, oil, and I thought to myself, wow, adding a little butter to this once I'm out of the reset would actually be like, would take it to the next level. And not only that, but maybe if you didn't do that, but maybe went with some olive oil. But with the avocado, it gave it that nice richness, that flavor to it. So it was like really good. And so I'm probably going to be doing that recipe quite often, even after the whole reset is done. And this is why I like this. It kind of forces you to kind of think outside the box, you know, doing different things. And we should really look at that when, even if you're not doing a cleanse, like when you're in your everyday world, like try to figure out different things that you can do in order to make new things come up. And like, for instance, I would have never known this, or go out there and get a cookbook or something that would help you in that realm. So yeah, I'm pretty excited I stumbled upon that, because I'll be pulling that one out for sure. Tonight, I'm not really sure. I think I'm going to go with the butternut squash, boil that, and add some Vidalia onion and do some sort of a soup. I think I'm going to do a soup. I'm pretty cold. I don't like being cold, but soup sounds really good right now. Again, I had it the other day, and it's water-based. I never knew that water-based soups could be so good. So the other day, I did a soup with a bunch of things. I think I mentioned it, and it was just water-based. I added salt and pepper, and what was the other thing I added to it? Oregano. I think it was oregano. And man, it was so, so good. Actually today I was kind of upset with myself, because when I boiled the vegetables for the vegetable mash, when I was done, I strained the water out and I saw all that water and I was like, oh my gosh, that's a good vegetable broth I could have had there for my soup today if I was smart enough. So when I go tomorrow to do some things, I'm going to have to think a little bit more smarter about the things that I'm doing, especially if I get like a broth, because I can use that to my benefit. So I think tomorrow should be a normal day for me. I should get back. I'm a little cloudy. I should have to say I am a little, my mind isn't able to focus so much right now, which has been a little problem. What else has been really going on? That's pretty much it. I haven't done any exercises yet because I wanted to make sure I got through this part, right? When we start thinking about our journeys, and this is why my journey may extend a little bit longer than 7 days or whatever, but when we start going through things, we don't, at least what I've learned, and this is why I wanted to bring this up, is we don't want to stack things too much on top of each other, if we try to change our eating, try to change our exercise, try to change, you know, getting rid of coffee, like that was a big thing, getting rid of coffee and changing the way I ate so drastically, really quick, that actually is enough. That is enough to deal with. You don't have to start adding in exercise. I do 1 minute exercises, and those are the exercises I put on TikTok. But, and soon actually, that's probably going to turn into 5 minutes. But essentially, you want to take it slow and when you can. So I'm thinking tomorrow, if I feel very good, I'm going to go into the ECP program, and I will explain that to you tomorrow once I've got it. I've pretty much have it isolated in my mind what that's going to be and what that's going to look like. But once I get it, then I will share it with you once I have it solidified. But tomorrow, that's what I'll do. And so, you know, again, day by day, easy. Just know that we're going to get through this. We're coasting into day 4 already. I mean, if we're going to do 10 days, we're almost to the halfway mark. And the worst of it is already over, which is pretty cool. So with that, I will talk to you tomorrow. If you have any questions, please let me know. And yeah, we'll see each other tomorrow. Have a good one, NAC Warrior.